Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, October 30th. I'm Mark Daniels. The 2013-2014 National Basketball Association regular season tipped off last night with a two-time defending champion Miami Heat hoisting the championship banner, passing out the championship rings, and then going out and beating the Chicago Bulls 107-95. Head coach Eric Spoelstra.
You can't deny the emotions and the special moment it was for everybody in the organization, because we know how difficult that was and how harrowing that was last season. So it was great to actually get the win after that to cap off a very good night for the Miami Heat.
LeBron James led seven players in double figures with 17 points. Derrick Rose made his return to the floor for the Bulls after missing all of last season with a knee injury, was held to 12 points in his return. The Indiana Pacers opened up with a 97-87 win over the Orlando Magic. Paul George led the way with 24 points as the Pacer defense blocked 18 Magic shots.
I mean, we just brought the energy. You know, we did it on the defensive end. We allowed ourselves to get some easy buckets in transition. Lance was pushing the ball phenomenal. Roy rebounded the ball big time. And, you know, we just made big plays.
And the two teams who call the Staples Center home opened up. And it was the Lakers without Kobe Bryant beating the L.A. Clippers 116-103. Xavier Henry led the Lakers with 22 points. Jordan Farmar, part of the bench that scored 76 in the win.
Yeah, we have a chance to do things. You know, everybody has a green light to take shots that they know they can make and be aggressive. And we kind of play together, play towards each other's strengths. If we do that, it'll be like that more often than not.
Much busier schedule on day two for the league, and that includes the Milwaukee Bucks, who open up the Larry Drew era as their new head coach at Madison Square Garden against the New York Knicks. Wisconsin native Caron Butler will be asked to lead this overhauled Bucks team, and he's anxious to get it going.
Ready or not, here we come. You know, it's one of those situations. I think we did a great job over the last week of developing some type of rhythm and flow on offense and defense, and you know, the team continuity been coming together more and more. Looking forward to it.
And college basketball is right around the corner. It was media day for the Green Bay Phoenix men's and women's programs on Tuesday. Women's head coach Kevin Borseth back for another tour of duty. This is a program that is picked to win the Horizon League again this year. They've won 15 straight conference championships, and even amidst heavy graduation losses, they're favored again. But Borseth knows, I helped create a monster here.
Obviously, our program has done well in the past, but we've graduated five very valuable seniors off to last year's squad, which leaves a whole lot of holes, and we're trying with a lot of effort right now to fill all those. We got a great group that's working hard.
And the men's program picked to win the Horizon League for the first time in several years under fourth-year head coach Brian Wardle, who was thrown a bit of a curveball to start the season. For the Phoenix, we're ready to head to Atlanta to take part in the HBCU Tip-Off Championship Tournament. But over the weekend, organizers of the tournament informed the participating clubs we're canceling. Lack of sponsorship funds, lagging ticket sales, and now Wardle's had to scramble to find some games.
It's disappointing. It's disappointing for our student athletes. It was going to be a great opportunity for them to travel down to a great city in Atlanta and be able to play some different teams in a tournament-type feeling. But it didn't work out, and we were able to put something together, and we're going to move forward.
Phoenix had been scheduled to play Arkansas Pine Bluff and Texas Southern, but now they'll open the season November 9th at the Kress Event Center against Northern Michigan. And the Wisconsin Badgers hit the floor for the first time. Bo Ryan going up against his old college, University of Wisconsin, Platteville. Wisconsin also lost a lot in graduation, but guard Ben Bruss says we can't worry about that now.
If we think like that, we're already down, so can't think like that. Just got to go forward with what we have and get better each day.
And that is exactly what Jermichael Finley is hoping for. The Green Bay Packers tight end authored a first-person account of his neck injury suffered against the Cleveland Browns for the Monday Morning Quarterback website created by Sports Illustrated's Peter King. Some very compelling reading from Jermichael, who talked about going down at Lambeau Field with the injury, and he was scared. He told Andrew Corliss, while still prone, "I can't move. I can't breathe." He talks about being carted off the field on a stretcher, the treatment he received at the hospital, and the diagnosis of a bruised spinal cord, a 2-centimeter bruise that's going to take time to heal. Finley says he's going to seek more medical evaluations as part of the process. He has taken out a $10 million disability insurance policy just in case, but Finley also says he plans to play again. Green Bay Packers are getting ready to play again on Monday night against the Chicago Bears, and the Bears quarterback Jay Cutler saying, "I think I'll be back sooner than the month it was expected to take to recover from a groin injury." So the Packers will not see Cutler, but Mike McCarthy says we will see Josh McCown at quarterback and the Bears offense.
I think he's a good player. I've always liked Josh as a quarterback. So I don't think that as far as what they've been able to do, which, you know, they put up impressive numbers. You know, I think this will be a big challenge for our defense. You know, big receivers, their offensive line is improved, playing better. You know, got an excellent running back in Matt Forte. So this will be a big challenge for us.
Packers take on the Bears at Lambeau Field in this week's Monday night contest. The NFL trading deadline has come and gone, and as is usually the case, not a whole lot of movement, but the Philadelphia Eagles did send defensive tackle Isaac Sopoaga and a 6th-round draft choice to the New England Patriots for a 5th-round pick next year. To the ice, busy night in the National Hockey League. The New York Rangers get by the New York Islanders on Long Island 3-2. It was the St. Louis Blues beating the Winnipeg Jets 3-2. Alexander Steen scoring a power play goal with just over a minute to play. Says we took out our frustrations from a long night on that tally.
We saw it a couple times before and thought, you know, obviously we had enough power plays to get a bigger lead than we had. And then we gave up the one, so we were pretty hungry when we got that chance at the end.
Defending champion Chicago Blackhawks get a hat trick from Jonathan Toews and outscore the Ottawa Senators 6-5. It was Toronto 4, Edmonton nothing. Phoenix gets by the LA Kings 3-1. New Jersey Devils beat the Tampa Bay Lightning 2-1. Both goals in the second period, the first shorthanded, and then Jaromir Jagr tallies on a breakaway and a milestone goal for Jagr, for it was his 119th game-winning goal, breaking the NHL record set by Phil Esposito.
Well, I remember him. I was watching him in 1972. Well, I wasn't watching him live because I was just born in 1972. But, you know, I was watching the tapes, and, he was the man back then.
Jagr the man last night. Montreal gets by Dallas by a score of 2-1. In baseball, Game 6 of the World Series coming up Wednesday night at Fenway Park in Boston. The Red Sox, with a 3-2 lead on the St. Louis Cardinals, will send John Lackey to the mound against St. Louis rookie Michael Wacha. Game 7 would be on Thursday night, if necessary. Milwaukee Brewers center fielder Carlos Gomez, about the only bright spot day in and day out in a dismal year in Milwaukee. And Gomez was rewarded on Tuesday by being announced as the Gold Glove winner for the National League in center field. Gomez had 12 assists in the outfield, had 5 spectacular home run saving catches at the wall, and it's his first Gold Glove, and it becomes the first Milwaukee Brewer to be so honored since Robin Yount way back in 1982. The Brewers have also exercised the 2014 option for outfielder Nori Aoki for just under $2 million next year. And the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers announced that Matt Erickson will return as manager for a 4th season in Appleton. The Appleton West High School graduate led the Timber Rattlers to the 2012 Midwest League Championship. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.